Hi, Craig James with a look at the latest Commonwealth Bank business sales indicator. This is a measure of economy-wide spending that's derived by looking at credit and debit card transactions through Commonwealth Bank terminals. Well, economy-wide spending in the month of August was up by 0.9%. That's a solid outcome. The long-term average is 0.4% growth per month. So certainly double, or a little bit above double, the normal sort of growth in terms of economy-wide spending. This is the 26 consecutive months of gains in terms of economy-wide spending. However, notably, this is the slowest growth that we've seen in the order of 5 months. It is clear that gains of 0.9% are unsustainable over a longer period of time. Annual growth, 11.4%. That's, again, well above the long-term average of 3.4%. We look at 19 industry sectors, and there were gains in all the 19 industry sectors except for clothing stores. Amusement and entertainment was the strongest growth of economy-wide spending, up in the order of 2.1%. Clothing store sales were only down a smidgen. It was down by 0.1%. In terms of states and territories, we saw gains across all the states and territories in the month of August. The strongest was Queensland, up in the order of 1.4%. South Australia, Western Australia, they came next in terms of 1% growth for the month of August. The weakest was Tasmania and Northern Territory, gains of only 0.2% in both those economies. Overall, this is very much a healthy result, and we can put that down to the fact that businesses are recording profitability and the business environment is quite favourable. We can also put it down to, for the ordinary consumer, that the job market is strong at the moment. Consumer sentiment has been rising. Things to watch out for in the next couple of months: politics. The news on politics could be an effect in terms of consumer sentiment and in terms of spending. News in terms of home prices and also the trade dispute, you know, between the US and China, that could infiltrate the headlines and have an implication on people's spending intentions.